So for this next story, we need to warn you. If you have small kids in the room, you may want to mute this and come back a bit later, because we're talking about that visitor from the North Pole, okay? This Christmas Day, many good boys and girls welcomed that familiar visitor last night, the jolly man in the red suit with a sleigh full of gifts. But that white-bearded figure that we all recognize as Santa Claus, he is a relatively modern creation, shaped over centuries. Stephanie Tsai recently talked with an author who unwraps the surprising history of Old Saint Nick.
That author is Jerry Bowler, and his book, Santa Claus, A Biography, traces how the legend of our favorite bearded gift giver evolved over centuries. Jerry, it's such a pleasure to have you on the NewsHour. So I want to hop right into it. Is Santa Claus, and I quote from the book, a figure of mythology or a creature of literature or a tool of a clever capitalist?
He is a wonderful myth. About 1700 years old, American in renovation, and largely a conspiracy by families. So it changes over time.
St. Nicholas was an actual 4th century bishop. What was he most known for?
At the time of his life, he was known for generosity. But when he died, a cult grew up around him inside Christianity that made him the most influential, popular male saint on the Christian calendar. He was the patron saint of so many things, but probably his most famous miracle in the Middle Ages was his resurrection of 3 murdered boys who had been chopped up and put in the pickle barrel. He discovered this and put them all together again. So he becomes the patron saint of children, and thus, around maybe the 12th century, he was someone who parents and the church said came on December 6th to bring presents for good little girls and boys, to leave something in their shoe.
So, Jerry, it sounds like there's this darker side of the Santa Claus legend to talk about here that a lot of people are unaware of.
Well, in the 1500s, when Protestants abolished the cult of saints, parents had to have some kind of magical gift bringer. They still wanted that aspect. In many places, they turned to the Christ child. In French, you call it Le Petit Jésus. In German, it'd be Das Christkindl. The Christ child is certainly a great Christian symbol, but he lacked 2 things that St. Nicholas had. One, the baby is obviously not going to carry a big sack. And 2, he's not scary. And St. Nicholas could scare kids into good behavior. So what happened in Germany and in Northern Europe was that the Christ child started becoming accompanied by scary helpers. They carried a whip or switches or a chain. In Austria, of course, we have Krampus, which looks exactly like the devil. So he's one of those scary helpers.
So this goes back to your first answer, which is there was this conspiracy of families. Are they basically at the root of the Santa Claus that we know today?
Well, a number of New York poets and thinkers and rich landowners wanted to make St. Nicholas the bearer of good things and also a bit of a threat to bad kids. The first poem that takes St. Nicholas out of his Catholic bishop's uniform and puts him in a fur-trimmed red robe is called A Children's Friend in the 1820s. It's a poem that describes this Christmas Eve midnight gift bringer who comes equipped with a reindeer-powered sleigh. The next year, Clement Clark Moore takes that sleigh, multiplies the reindeer, and writes a poem for his family.
And the poem you're referring to there is 'Twas the Night Before Christmas.
'Twas the Night Before Christmas, A Visit from St. Nicholas. And it goes viral, as it were. It's adopted by families first in the northeastern United States. Then it spreads to Canada and throughout the rest of America.
So in other words, there's sort of this amalgamation of traditions that are folded in and layered on.
That's the nature of Christmas. Christmas is very adaptive. By 1900, Santa is pretty much set, though, except with the addition of Rudolph in 1939.
Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer.
And despite all kinds of efforts by Hollywood and commerce to make him in their image, he's remained pretty stable since then.
Why do you think the legend of Santa Claus has endured for centuries?
Because it is so valuable to families. St. Nicholas is this embodiment of generosity, of unmerited favor, to which you add a fantasy, a midnight gift bringer from someplace enormously exotic, powered by reindeer, for crying out loud. It serves to give kids an idea of fantasy, of generosity. So as long as families continue to love Santa Claus, it doesn't matter what Wall Street or any particular denomination happens to be for or against him.
That is Jerry Bowler, the author of Santa Claus, a biography. Thank you so much for joining us. Happy holidays.
My pleasure, and Merry Christmas.